Welcome to the first in a series of CHAMPS podcasts to help connect you to medical and health information relating to patient care, patient education, and also for your own professional education. I'm Jen Anderson, CHAMPS Clinical Programs Director, and I'm here with Dana Abbey, a medical librarian with the National Network of Libraries of Medicine. In this podcast session, we'll be discussing evidence-based medical literature searching skills. We'll have the links to all the resources presented here today on the CHAMPS website at champsonline.org under Events and Trainings. Dana, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Jen.
So to start, would you give us a definition of evidence-based practice and what kinds of information are considered evidence-based?
Those are two great questions. There are numerous definitions in the literature, but there's one that I think captures the current healthcare environment. And it actually comes from 1992 and is defined as evidence-based medicine is the integration of best research evidence with clinical expertise and patient values. So we've really been kicking around this philosophy for several decades, but haven't really developed an easy formula to implement evidence-based practice at the clinic level due to a number of barriers. When looking at the types of evidence-based literature, we often refer to the level of evidence pyramid, which is an image that helps organize the different kinds of medical and scientific literature from the highest to the lowest quality of evidence. At the top of the pyramid are systematic reviews, the highest quality of evidence, followed by critically appraised topics and critically appraised individual articles. These three sources are termed filtered information because they provide an appraisal of the quality of the study. The last four sources, randomized controlled trials, cohort studies, case control studies and case reports, and background information and expert opinions, are termed unfiltered information, leaving the appraisal up to the reader. An interesting article was published last year titled "Why Most Clinical Research is Not Useful," which stated that very few articles contribute to a favorable change in decision-making in terms of benefit, harm, cost, and other factors. So it's important to know where to look for the most relevant literature for use in a clinical setting.
So you mentioned barriers to finding the right evidence-based literature for use in a clinical setting. Could you talk more about that?
Sure. I can identify three common barriers. The first barrier is the sheer amount of data produced. 90% of the data in the world today has been created in the last 2 years. Looking specifically at medical knowledge, back in 1950, it was estimated that medical knowledge would double every 50 years. In 2010, it actually doubled in 3.5 years. And in 2020, it's predicted that it will only take 73 days. A second barrier is time. A recent study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine showed that for every hour a physician spends with a patient, they spend 2 hours on the electronic health record and desk work. And approximately 2 out of 3 clinical encounters generate a question, with 70% of them unanswered during the patient appointment. So there's an additional investment of time following up with those patients. The third barrier is cost. If you don't already subscribe or have access through a licensing agreement, many biomedical journal publishers charge for full text access, on average of about $30 to $40 per article. There is good news, though, that with an increase of open access peer-reviewed journals like BioMed Central and PLOS Medicine, which allow for readers to have free access to the articles, and the 2009 National Institutes of Health public access policy, which requires researchers to make their manuscripts available in PubMed Central no later than 12 months after the official date of publication. Both BioMed Central and PLOS Medicine are indexed in PubMed.
So how would a clinician most effectively find the evidence-based medicine that they're searching for?
Well, Jen, in a perfect world, the clinician would first formulate a clear clinical question. Listeners might be familiar with the acronym PICO, P-I-C-O, to assist them in formulating that question. It's really a method of identifying components of a medical case. So if we break it down, the P equals the population, the patient, or the problem. The I is the intervention. The C is the comparison intervention. And the O equals the outcome. So after formulating this question, they would then extract key terms from their PICO question to formulate a search of the literature in a resource like PubMed. The next step would be to evaluate the evidence for its validity and usefulness. But before implementation, there's a complex meshing of what the clinician knows, what the patient wants, and what's in the literature. So at the intersection of clinical expertise, patient values, and best research evidence lies evidence-based medicine. There are many moving parts, and it can be a delicate dance. We've included a couple of short videos that demonstrate how to translate your clinical question, your PICO question, into a search strategy.
So now we've established how you search, how your search terms are important, but what are some of the resources a clinician might use to find clinically relevant literature?
If the clinician has access to fee-based point-of-care tools like, say, DynaMed, Clinical Key, or UpToDate, they can locate filtered, summarized information on a topic in about 10 to 15 minutes. If they have access to Micromedics or StatRef, they'll be able to locate relevant content in about 20 to 30 minutes. If a clinician has no access to these fee-based resources, they can utilize other free resources to identify articles through accessing the full text of the article, though accessing the full text of the article might be another matter. Probably the most well-known free resource is PubMed from the National Library of Medicine. This is primarily a citation database. It's pretty robust in content with over 26 million citations, but may take more time than the point of care resources to locate what you need, usually around 30 minutes or more. You can target a search by utilizing MeSH, which is the medical subject headings, which will provide results based on a concept rather than a keyword. For example, if you did a keyword search on nursing, you would get articles on breastfeeding, the field of nursing, nursing care, and more. If you utilize MeSH, you can target, say, the field of nursing, removing all the other nursing concepts that don't apply. We've included a short video on how to effectively use medical subject headings in your search. PubMed also has some great tools to limit the results to clinical queries like clinical studies, systematic reviews, and medical genetics, as well as the electronic health record, comparative effectiveness research, health quality care and costs, and a search to target Healthy People 2020 literature. PubMed will automatically search PubMed Central, the free repository for articles, in your search topic. If you have around 45 minutes, we've included a great video on searching PubMed just for clinicians. PubMed is another resource from the National Library of Medicine. PubMed Health specializes in reviews of clinical effectiveness research, helping you locate what works. You can quickly locate systematic reviews, clinical information, consumer and patient educational resources, health topics for consumers and patients, and drug information.
So, in addition to PubMed, are there other free resources available to clinicians?
Yeah, there are a few more. So another free search resource is called SumSearch 2 from the KU Medical Center. This resource simultaneously searches original studies, systematic reviews, and practice guidelines. It automatically adds up to 6 variations of your search terms if the system thinks you're going to get too many results. This interface is very old school. It looks very basic, but I think it does a great job. One last resource is the TRIP database. And up front, let me say there's a free basic edition and a $40 pro edition. I am not endorsing the pro edition and have no financial ties to TRIP, but I think the free edition provides a quick, clean search with its clinical search engine designed for efficiency in locating evidence to support practice and care. One feature I really like is their use of the icon for the level of evidence pyramid. For each result of your search, a pyramid icon indicates the type of evidence, so you can quickly filter in or out what type of evidence you want to view. The database also has a PICO search interface.
So, how can clinicians that don't have access to a medical library get a hold of the full text of articles?
The National Library of Medicine supports a program called Lonesome Doc, which helps connect unaffiliated health professionals with a medical library. And depending on the subject, usually around $6 an article. The public library is also a great resource, but one thing to keep in mind is that they most likely will not carry many medical journals. So they will have to request that article from an academic or medical library. So factor that into your timeline. Many academic libraries will also assist with the location of full text, but there could be fees involved. For example, the Health Sciences Library where I work charges $16 an article for an unaffiliated request. But you can also come on site and have no fee access to what we subscribe to.
Excellent, thanks. Well, Dana, thanks for talking to us about evidence-based medical literature searching skills. Dana will be back with us very soon to tell us about free authoritative patient education resources. For links to all the resources highlighted today, please visit the CHAMPS website at champsonline.org under events and trainings. Dana, thank you.
Thanks, Jen.